Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 29th. The grains closed mixed, with July corn up 4.25 cents at 6.48 1/4, July wheat up 6 1/4 cents, 7.29, and July beans up 11.5 cents at 15.02 1/4. December corn was down 1/4 cent, 5.46 1/4. November beans were down 9 1/4 cents, 13.18 3/4. Let's start with the beans. Beans lower here today as bean oil finally broke fairly hard. May bean oil got within about 40 ticks or so of a historic new high. Just missed. And then we broke more than 5 full pennies off those highs to close down 296 in these expanded limits today, closing at 65.99. I can't ever remember a 5 cent move in the bean oil. July oil was down 127 to 59.89. The oil has been the stalwart part of the bean complex out here, and we've been continually moving higher with the oil. If the oil has cracked, and this is the highs in the oil, then I think the beans are in trouble. We've got really pretty good weather for the beans out here. We're getting the beans in the ground a little bit ahead of schedule. We've had some rains on top of what's recently been planted, and the weather overall seems to be improving. So, you know, I look at $13 new crop beans and $15 old crop beans and think that we've got some, you know, significant downward risk out here. Corn market a little bit higher. It's still dry in Brazil. I think that card is kind of weighing itself out here. We've seen a lot of switching of corn into wheat. I think that helped the wheat market here. But in general, I think the weather is much better for the corn. It's warming up. We're getting some good moisture out here. And things look a lot better than they did a week or two ago. I think farmers did a yeoman's job Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday getting a lot of corn in the ground. We had some pretty good rains here in the Midwest. Maybe an inch, maybe a little bit more than that in a lot of places. But looks like we're going to dry out mostly tonight and maybe be okay for more planting tomorrow. We did see a new contract high in the day charts on the May corn at 7.02. Again, could we make a new contract high tomorrow? It's possible. But whether we made the contract highs, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, or we're going to do it today or tomorrow, I think is really kind of meaningless considering where we've come from in these markets. All I can say is, you know, looking at these prices out here, $15 beans, old crop at $13 new crop, corn, new crop at $5.50. You know, these are just prices you don't want to turn your nose up at. So, you know, if you need help with this marketing, with cash sales and how to manage this risk, if you don't want to make cash sales, looking at reasonably priced options. I mean, there's nothing cheap out here, but look at what it's protecting. So you've got to spend a little more in this environment to get decent protection, and I think you really need to be thinking about that. If we can be of any help, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.